It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Wisconsin Rural Partnerships Institute at UW-Madison funds a new project focused on helping rural communities prepare for extreme weather and natural disasters. And a separate grant focuses on groundwater quality in the Central Sands region. Call in with a question. You can share your comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org along the way. Jed Cahoon is a professor of plant and agroecosystem sciences at UW-Madison. Jed, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. And Ken Jensko is here, professor of planning and landscape architecture at UW-Madison. Ken, welcome.
Good morning. My pleasure.
Ken, let's start with you. The Agriculture Department funding two new projects by the Wisconsin Rural Partnerships Institute. Can you explain what is the goal of the institute?
Well, the institute broadly is focused on rural health, rural vitality. I believe the mission is to conduct research and outreach focused on the social and economic vitality of rural communities across Wisconsin. And it's a relatively recent institute coordinated by UW-Madison College of Ag and Life Sciences and the Division of Extension.
Jed, there's that big and bold stat on the front of the institute site. It says 64,793 farms in Wisconsin. Why should we pay attention to that number?
These rural farms provide a basis for our economy across Wisconsin and a great deal of economic input that is multiplied across the landscape to help us maintain roads, provide schools, and in general, support the rural economy and the people that reside across the state of Wisconsin.
Do you find in your work that there is enough research focus and, grants specific for the rural parts of our state?
Yeah, I think there are significant opportunities. The real benefit here is that it ties together a lot of great ideas from among the research communities here at UW-Madison and other UW system institutions, the Division of Extension here at UW-Madison, and our rural partners. And that's the real significant opportunity here is to become embedded in these rural communities with our research ideas, are really exemplifying and carrying out the Wisconsin idea as we have for 175 years now.
Ken, your project looks at a different aspect of rural life and how to protect small communities from extreme weather brought on by climate change. This is something that communities all over are grappling with. Who will you be working with? What will your focus be here?
Well, you really pointed it out. We're recognizing, this project is recognizing that there have been increased occurrences of extreme weather events across the country, across the Midwest, and those have affected Wisconsin. And just tapping into a couple of recent facts, the Wisconsin's warmest winter on record just ended. It had the highest winter temperature. I think we had 77 degrees somewhere, and the first February tornadoes that were reported. And yet also within the past decade, we've had two extreme cold waves, both in 2014 and 2019, and people are currently dealing with false springs, this concern about weather affecting plants and confusing how plants and especially fruit trees and others are beginning to grow. So we're focusing on three different parts of the state, communities in three different parts of the states and rural residents in the Driftless area, the Central Sands, and in the north. And we're still working to define which communities will be engaging with, really building on existing relationships and those who are interested in our project and are looking for the kind of support that we're going to be offering.
How do you envision this project, helping communities deal with climate change? What is the application like here?
Well, we're especially interested in development with communities and rural residents and applications of new tools. And by that, I mean really digital tools that allow for applications of data, improving decision support processes, helping people think through what are some things that information that they're needing for their operations and ways to visualize how that might make a change. We're looking at different scales. If you think about rural life information is needed at different timescales, from sometimes real-time data about soil moisture conditions, for example, or rainfall, or longer days, months, and even longer periods for other kinds of planning decisions. So our hope is to find new sources of data with people and help organize and interpret that data in a way that's useful for their decision-making.
We're talking about new projects funded underway through the Wisconsin Rural Partnerships Institute. That is Ken Jesko. We also have UW-Madison Professor Jed Cahoon. You can join in questions and comments along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jed, your project is geared toward helping protect drinking water in the Central Sands region of the state. What will you be looking at?
Our project really has two areas of emphasis. Number one is to look at agronomically reasonable, feasible, and economical solutions that can be adopted by farmers in the Central Sands region, specifically to address nitrates and groundwater. As it stands now, there's general acknowledgement of the issues related to groundwater quality in the Central Sands, but we don't have a lot of practical solutions that could be adopted behind the farm gate. So the first aspect of the project is to look at solutions that farmers can adopt to improve groundwater quality. Now, that research is only as good as the adoption, of course, to achieve that improved groundwater quality outcome. So the second piece of the project is to embed ourselves within those communities in the spirit of the rural partnership in very diverse audiences and ways and interests, ranging from those interested in the environment around agriculture, wetlands, lakes, rivers, those concerned with the human health aspects as it relates to nitrates and groundwater, as well as all the farmers and farmer-led watershed groups that are trying in earnest to find practical solutions. So we'll do the research, but we'll also embed ourselves from day one to make this a WE project, not only to make sure that we're grounded within the region and within local communities, but to make sure that our work represents the diverse interests across the rural Central Sands region.
And Jed, can you pause there and take us closer to the land? Describe the Central Sands region, where it is, what is grown there, what it's like?
Sure. This is a very unique region geologically and hydrologically. It's a 2-million-acre portion of the central part of the state of Wisconsin, as captured in the name. And this was the former Glacial Lake, Wisconsin. So if you could picture basically a bathtub filled with water, but also with sand in areas up to 275 feet deep of deep, coarse sands. These sands are great from an agricultural perspective, particularly for the specialty crops in the region, such as potatoes and processing vegetables, because the soils drain quickly. So largely, we can manage water as an input via irrigation with reduced risk of rotting out crops in heavy soils that maintain soil moisture. Conversely, the challenge here is that the soils drain quickly. And when they do, we call that leachate to groundwater. And in that leachate water, in high-risk situations that aren't managed carefully, the leachate can also contain some of our agricultural inputs. Our focus in this case is on nitrogen used as fertilizer and the implications of nitrates in our groundwater in that region. So it's a real balance to find ways to maintain that rural benefit of $5.8 billion from specialty crops in the region, 25,000 jobs across the rural landscape, but doing that in a way that we can also have high quality groundwater for human consumption.
That is a balance. Jed Cahoon there and Ken Jensko there. UW-Madison professors, extension specialists, and project leaders on two new grants from the Wisconsin Rural Partnerships Institute that's aimed at reducing water pollution, preparing for climate change as well. Be part of the conversation. Call in with a question. Share your perspective at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Rural Partnerships Institute at UW-Madison, it aims to find solutions to challenges facing rural parts of the state. And we explore two new grant projects. One is focuses on how to respond to natural disasters. The other aims to protect water quality in the Central Sands region. Call in along the way. You can ask a question, share your thoughts at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. UW-Madison professors and extension specialists Jed Cahoon and Ken Jensko are project leaders. Ken, connect the dots here. What overlap could there be in doing, a project on climate change preparation and what Jed is doing in the area to protect groundwater in the Central Sands? Are there any overlaps here?
Yeah, Kate, there really are a lot of connections between what Jed described and what our approach, what we're taking with our approach, and really with the other projects funded through the Rural Partnerships Institute as well. And I'd like to focus on what Jed said about making this a we project. I think the idea of being inclusive and involving the people we're working with across the state is really going to be central to all of our projects. We're really focusing on three sets of stakeholders or rural actors with our projects. Farmers and their farm ag advisors as one group. So really right there, a natural overlap with what Jed was just talking about. We're also going to be working with the professionals that are already involved in hazard management and disaster preparedness, professionals focused on environmental management, the hazard planners, and public health officials in rural Wisconsin as part of our second group. And then we're also going to be focusing on rural school districts. And of course, all of these groups together influence the vitality of rural life. Many of the solutions and approaches that people are taking to prepare for climate change and for the preparing for extreme weather events involve nature-based solutions and looking at the landscape and how can soil absorb more water, for example, how can natural cover be added to places to improve the overall natural function of the environmental systems. So in that sense, there's a lot of overlap with what Jed has been talking about.
What comes to mind for me here is that when disaster strikes, there's a plan. There's a plan. It's on paper somewhere. Maybe it's in a binder on a shelf. How do you ensure what you want to implement here doesn't just age on a shelf and is actively used?
Thanks for asking that question. I think that's one of the big concerns about planning and preparation. And really, they're two big values out of planning. One is the process of going through developing a plan and thinking through what are all the issues that we could be confronted with, who needs to be involved in this conversation, are the right people aware of what they might need to do at any particular time. And that's whether it's an incident like an immediate disaster or a longer term change that's being developed. So our approach is going to be really for the first year of this project, listening and engaging with actors who are responsible for those kinds of things in rural area. They already have many tools that they use and some tools that are out there that aren't being used. And part of our inquiry will be for the tools that do exist. In fact, some of our team members have created different kinds of indices and spatial visual kinds of tools that are accessible to communities. But if they're not using them, why not? And what could we do to make them better? And what additional needs might they have that aren't being addressed with current approaches?
Jed, you said you want to embed in the region that being underway. How concerned are residents in the Central Sands about their water?
I think generally there's a broad concern from several aspects. Number one, the number of private wells that have nitrates in them that exceed the endangered, or the Environmental Protection Agency's drinking water standard is high and has been increasing over recent years. So that requires treatment in private residential wells that can be quite expensive, about a $1,500 initial investment for the treatment systems, and annual maintenance that can range from $100 to $300 per household. So there's the financial cost, but also the health risk related to nitrates in groundwater and private residential wells. There are also environmental implications, given that this groundwater also forms some of the lakes, rivers, and streams where it's exposed in the region. So there's concern about the contaminants in that ecological and recreational habitat in the region also. I think there's pretty broad and general acknowledgement of the issues. Our focus here is really to provide reasonable solutions so that agriculture and clean drinking and recreational ecological water can coexist.
You mentioned the private wells, and one major development on the waterfront this week, the Environmental Protection Agency announcing new federal standards for toxic forever chemicals, PFAS. What are the threats to drinking water with PFAS and in the Central Sands area?
Yeah, and that isn't a specific focus of this project, although the work that we're doing to improve groundwater quality will address many aspects. Our focus right now is on nitrates as the long-term issue that we're focused on addressing at this point. But the practices that we adopt, such as continuous living cover crops, efforts to reduce leachate in general to groundwater, will also address some of those other aspects, such as the forever chemicals, in reasonable ways.
We're talking about new projects funded through the Wisconsin Rural Partnerships Institute with UW-Madison professors Jed Cahoon there and Ken Jensko is here. Call in with questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Ken, as you mentioned from the outset, this is a relatively new institute. What other projects would you like to see emerge from the Wisconsin Rural Partnerships Institute? What is the future like?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think listeners who are interested in learning more can Google the Rural Partnership Institute, if that would help them. It's ruralpartners.wisc.edu, and that describes the variety of projects that are there right now. Issues focused on, for example, community mental health. There's a project that has been funded for that. Another one looking at indigenous food systems. So the whole host of issues that are affecting rural Wisconsin. One of the issues that we're addressing with this project is, first, I guess, recognizing that, well, there's a wealth of partnerships already active in rural areas, and a lot of them focused on environmental issues, of course, on public health issues and the overlaps there. In fact, many of those working on water issues are gathered this week in Stevens Point. It's Water Week, and the annual Lakes and Waters, Lakes and Rivers Convention is being held there right now. So people who are invested in groundwater concerns, lake management, and of course rivers are all gathering and talking about those issues. And with this project, we're, as Jed said with his, looking to work with those people who are already active in the area and trying to add additional resources where the capacity might be stretched kind of thin in some of our rural communities.
Jed, as you look at those connections, this institute is part of a larger USDA initiative. You've got University of Vermont in the mix and Auburn. How does UW-Madison fit into the larger picture here of what's being funded and worked on?
I think this provides a model for a lot of the land-grant institutions to be able to work more effectively with rural partners. I feel in Wisconsin we've done that very well with our division of extension spread across the state with good coverage. But this really puts an emphasis on the partnership component of that, not only doing good research at our UW system institutions, but really getting involved and in-depth on the challenges and issues, as well as the opportunities that we have across rural Wisconsin in very effective and meaningful ways. So this really puts a point on work that we've been doing for a long time now, of course, but in very specific ways to benefit the state of Wisconsin and beyond. And then that model could be adopted by other states as a very modernized way of doing outreach to reach citizens that may not be in our more urban areas.
Jed and Ken, thank you so much for joining us and for describing this research.
Thank you very much for having us.
Jed Cahoon is a professor of plant and agroecosystem sciences at UW-Madison. Ken Jensko is a professor of planning and landscape architecture at UW-Madison. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.